is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On this week's episode, we hear from Caroline Martin, who won the 2013 CCI two-star event at the Adequan FEI North America Junior and Young Rider Championships. And as this year's event gets underway at the Kentucky Horse Park, Caroline reflects on her experiences at the championships and what they meant to her. But first, Diane Snow joins us from Area 7. She is the new chair of the Young Rider Committee, and she explains how the work of the Young Rider Committee fits in with the larger picture of the North America Junior and Young Rider Championships. Diane, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Everybody arrived at the horse park now and getting underway. It's a very big championship, and you know, as chair of the Young Riders, how important it is to these young people.
Very much so. I have always thought it's a lifetime experience that they will keep with them forever, and usually a fun time as well.
Oh yes, a terrific fun time. They're not short of parties and golf cart decoration and all that good stuff. But to the serious business, Diane, you are chair of our Young Riders Committee, and that is a fairly new role for you, isn't it?
It is. I was appointed by Diane Pitts, who basically cut her teeth in the Young Rider program, and her thought was it would be nice to have a resource for the coordinators to go to with questions and program ideas, fundraising ideas, and everything of the sort. And basically, the coordinators are all volunteers, and many of them are parents of riders. So when they come on board, they're hoping to not reinvent the wheel, so we can provide them with materials and ideas and just stuff to get them rolling as a coordinator.
Well, of course, you are well known for being the mother of Lizzie Snow, having come through the Junior Young Rider program. Tell us the kind of things that you learned from being a parent in that situation.
Well, where do I begin on that one? I was never actually the coordinator while Lizzie was riding, which on one hand I think is a hard role if I were the coordinator to also have a child riding. But as a parent, our Area 7 is fairly small, the Northwest, so it was fun in that you could be very involved in the whole process, and different in that our kids didn't have to really vie for a spot on the team because we had so few riders. So it was an interesting perspective, but different from, for example, if you're in Area 2 where they have so many kids who are interested in riding that they have to actually qualify and then be selected. So I had kind of an up close and personal perspective, but it was one of an easier one than some child who comes from the larger areas.
Well, you've made that journey from Portland, Oregon, and over to Kentucky and elsewhere for those championships. So you've obviously got firsthand experience of what these children really need, these young people really need. And being now the chair of the Young Rider Committee, what do you hope to bring to that committee and the work that you plan to do?
Well, good question. The first item on the agenda was basically providing information for the coordinator. So everybody had a similar handbook and similar concepts for fundraising and those kinds of things, so that people were united in our efforts. So that was kind of the first thing on the agenda. Then secondly, we're hoping to actually come up with additional programs or activities or competitions for the young riders. We've been been under the auspices of FEI for the Young Rider Championship, but we've been battering about an idea of having national championships that aren't actually FEI competitions, but will allow more kids to have a team experience and to compete on a national level. Right now, the FEI is removing some of the exceptions that they've allowed us in the past. Before, you used to be able to qualify with 20 faults cross country, and now that is no more. You have to have a clean cross country for qualifiers. You used to be able to do two CICs, and coming, I believe, starting next year, you have to qualify with a clean CCI. And so little by little, all these little rules and exceptions that we've had in the past are being lifted, and we then it's going to be harder and harder to qualify kids to ride and to actually end up going to NHAYRC. And, for example, this year, 2014, I believe there are only 13 two-star riders, which if you look and watch the trend, the numbers are going downhill fairly quickly. So hopefully we will come up with a national team competition that will allow more kids to actually compete and hopefully get a team experience without it being an FEI type of situation.
So this would take the form of a national championship then, but being from Area 7, with your experience as involved with the young riders, what would you do locally, Diane, to support that program?
If I were young rider coordinator, I think bringing the concept to the riders early enough in their planning for the year so that they could qualify, have their eye on the prize, so to speak, and really look towards that team championship as, you know, the golden ring to go after. And I think that really helps the kids get excited and be, you know, focused on what their end goal would be. A lot of the kids now who would love to go to NHAYRC, you know, in our area, for example, they have to pretty much go to California to qualify, or Colorado, or so it's really a long-term planning, and hopefully the national one would also involve long-term planning, but would be a little easier for them to satisfy their qualifications and then hopefully get selected. There's an idea of having this thing, if in fact it comes together at the AACs, it wouldn't happen in 2014, but possibly in 2015. And I believe the adult riders are doing that this year, so they will, they're going to have a team championship, a national team championship. So it will be fun to see and learn from them, if in fact, you know, how it all settles out, and if it is a success, which I can't imagine it won't be.
So what else would you like to do then as young rider chair? Because you've probably got other ideas too, and you know all these things take time, don't they, to evolve, especially when you're new to a role.
Yeah, new to a role, and again, the coordinators themselves, a lot of them are new. So it's you're putting those kinds of systems into place that the coordinators feel like they have the resources to do the job that they need to do and have the programs to put into place, whether it be local team championships or local clinics that fundraise for their areas in order to send kids to these things. But then in addition to that, with the national championships and also, for example, the E18 program that David O'Connor is doing, that to us goes hand in hand with, you see these kids go to Young Riders and or Kentucky or wherever it may be, and then all of a sudden they fall off the radar, and either they go to college or they quit riding, and so we're hoping to be a participant in this whole pipeline thing where we can tag these good riders and hopefully keep them in the sport and being active and really hopefully providing them with opportunities to keep going and maybe someday be a team rider. So I think the E18 program, which mirrored after the E25 that David led this year, is really a good feed through from the Young Rider program, and then hopefully, you know, the next step for those kids would be to either participate in the E18 or the E25 and keep following that path. So working a little bit more on that with Joni Morris and David O'Connor and trying to make that program the best it can be.
Well, lots of pieces to the puzzle, Diane, obviously, and it's going to be producing a much broader foundation, isn't it, and progression for young people to not only get into the sport, have national championship experience, but hopefully stay in the sport.
Exactly, yes.
Well, thank you very much indeed for coming on the show this week. We really appreciate your time and, of course, your work there as chair of the Young Rider Committee. Thank you so much, Diane.
Thank you.
Caroline Martin from Area 2 joins us now to tell us what the NHAYRC means to her. Caroline, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Well, it is a year since you won the two-star there. Let's put this in context with your career now, because you've moved on. You've still got a couple of years left in Young Riders. But what did that mean to you, winning last year?
Well, honestly, last year I was really, really surprised. Like, I know I have an amazing horse. He's talented. He was only 7 going on 8 last year. And just kind of, it was the weekend where all the stars aligned. We had one of our best dressage tests to date and a good cross country round. And he was super honest and forgiving and show jumping. It was just a great weekend. All that hard work and we put in with each other, it finally felt like it paid off, you know? And it was just everything that could go right went right. I was very fortunate.
Well, you're going to step aside this year, but you hopefully will be back next year, which would be your last year in Young Riders. So let's put this competition in the context of your career now, Caroline, because you're doing a whole lot more with your career. Where would you put this in that context?
Well, I would really hope. I have some young horses that are doing their first two-star this year. And if it works out, I would love to have one of them running their second two-star if they're not quite ready to do a three-star yet, because they would just be 8 years old next year. So if it works out, kind of what I did with the Quantum and Solus horse, I ran a two-star at Fair Hill, and then we moved up to the advanced level the year we did Young Riders last year. We did one CIC three-star, and then we went off and did Young Riders two-star, because we weren't quite ready to run a big, like, Fair Hill fall through there, anything like that. So it kind of just another confident run and to get us ready to move up. And then this year, it definitely paid off going back down to the two-star level, because we started out the year at the advanced level and we just hit the ground running. So I think that's a good move to do with the horses if they're not entirely ready to do a three-star, I felt.
Well, obviously, it's a big competition. It's a wonderful opportunity to get involved in a team as well. And you were on that winning team, as we know. Let's get your impressions, Caroline, of what that really meant to you. And obviously, the experience that you must have gained from being part of a team in that environment.
Yeah, I have to hand it to Kyle. He does a great job bringing all of the whole group together. Every morning we're out in the barn together working, doing the stalls, and then we would hurry up and watch the first person have their lesson and be there either videoing them or supporting them and giving help, like tips to each other. It was great. And then after we were done riding every day, we would all eat together and just socialize. And it was interesting because, like, I'm not per se from Area 3 the year round, so I didn't know all of the group before I went there. So after 2 weeks, we all became fast friends, very fast. Like, even now, I'm talking to some of the people every day pretty much. And it was great because Kyle knew how to bring us together. And I felt like that's the reason why we won, because we all had each other's back. We all supported each other. We fought till the end as a group and not as individuals.
So what were your biggest takeaways then from being a team member, apart from your individual success?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I've never been on a team like that before. And I remember going in the cross country and I was thinking, I want to do this for everyone. I don't want to just do it for myself. So I'm going to go out there and give it all I can just so I can come back and we can all celebrate it as a group. And it's definitely a different feeling. Like, you don't really understand it until you do it. And, like, it definitely pushed me more than I thought it would being part of a team. It's a lot of commitment, and, it was good. It was great.
What would you say to young people who are thinking that they'd have a go at Young Riders, come in as juniors and, you know, just have a go at these championships because it is such a big event? What would you say to inspire them?
Absolutely. the thing is, you don't want to get too much into your head. Don't make it such a big deal. Try to just take it every day, same like you do any other day at home. Like, just ride your horse the same way. Don't think you need, oh, I'm at Young Rise, I need to ride my horse 4 times a day and change this and change that. Just stick with what you know and what you can do, you know, because if you can at least make 50% of what you do at home into the arena, you're going to be really happy. You'd be very upset if you thought you're going to go for it all and go for the 100% and then the horse blowing up and scaring itself, or, you know, like, it just, don't do anything stupid. Just relax, stay calm, and have fun, honestly. Like, hopefully the kids that I rode with at Young Rise will be friends for the rest of our career, you know, and that's kind of cool to think about. I might know some of these girls for the rest of my life and compete with them every weekend the rest of my life.
Yes, it really does develop that wonderful camaraderie, doesn't it? But can you remember when you arrived at the Kentucky Horse Park for the first time and realized that you were a part of this big championship event? Did you have some pre-competition nerves to deal with?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm quite a nervous person. Like, I'll just get quiet very fast. But I was with my good friend Danny Karras, and we were tack walking our horses around, and we walked around the stadium, and we both look at each other and just shocked, like, we were here, like, so exciting, like, I can't wait for it to start. I remember when the show was over, we were hand grazing our horses around the All Tech Arena, and we're just like, I can't believe it's over. Like, it was probably the most fun I've ever had in my entire life. Like, that was the best show.
And riding down into that Rolex Arena where so many famous horses and riders have walked in front of you, what was that feeling like?
Well, funny enough, I the way I warm up my horse is I usually ride them an hour before my dressage test and give them a break and then get back on them. So I literally just walked into the arena and I picked up trot, and, you know, I was getting nervous, like, and Kyle turns to me and yells at me, "Your horse is laying Caroline." I was like, what? I was joking. So I would just take a deep breath, you know, and laugh it off and keep going. And I remember turning around just shocked, like, mortified. And he's shaking his head and he puts his thumbs up. He'll be like, "You'll be good, don't worry." So honestly, like, if it wasn't for Kyle, I probably would be shaking. But he knows how to get you into a good mindset for competing.
And coming out of that arena on the final day after the show jumping, can you remember what you were feeling?
Absolutely. I started crying. I'm not much of a crier, but I saw Kyle and I saw my coach, Buck Davidson, and I just started sobbing. I was so excited, so relieved. I had a clear round. Like, I couldn't believe what happened the whole weekend. Like, I just had so much nerve. I just finally, like, really, you know, I just released. I was so happy. I honestly couldn't believe it.
It was finally the opportunity to let it all go and just finally relax and enjoy the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And with a group that I loved, you know, like, it was such a good group. I was happy to share it with everyone.
Of course. Now, were you also responsible for some of the fun and games that take place during the week, which is great for young riders, I think? You know, the go-kart, the golf cart decoration and that, and the partying and that sort of thing. Did you get really into that?
Yes, absolutely. Like, it definitely, that's what helped bringing our team together. You know, the whole couple of weeks prior to Young Riders, every day after done riding, we would go to the movie theater. We went to Universal one day after we went galloping. And that, all of that, and then what carried off into Young Riders, like the decorating, the parties, it really brought us together as a team and made us and fortified us.
So a wonderful experience for you then, and one that you would recommend to any junior or young rider.
Absolutely. Even if you don't go as a rider, I would go as a groom, because just learning what it is to be part of a team and that big of an atmosphere is, there's nothing like it.
Wonderful. Okay, well, memories to last a lifetime for you, Caroline. Thank you very much for coming on the show and sharing those with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
And a reminder that the Adequan FEI North America Junior and Young Rider Championships, presented by Gotham North, run through the weekend at the Kentucky Horse Park. Don't forget, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and listen to the shows on the go on your smartphone podcast apps. Until the next time, enjoy your eventing.